Folchigiji Ish Podcast. Welcome to Ish Podcast, John Spillane, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Ronan, and Happy New Year to everyone out there in podcast land.
Check out the Dunstores girl. She's the one who rules my world. I'm gonna walk down the aisle with the Dunstores girl. I'm gonna waltz down the aisle with the Dunstores girl. She rules my world.
I'm a singer and a songwriter and a guitar player, etc. From the city of Cork, Ireland, the centre of the universe. Ronan, and I write songs and I sing them, I suppose, like Irish folk music in the tradition of Irish ballads. And, you know, contemporary folk is what they call me, Ronan.
And you're on the road for a few years at this stage now. You're quite an established name, wouldn't you say, John?
I'm on the road for donkey's years, man. Donkey's years. I'm 49 years old. I started playing gigs when I was about 16. So I've been playing for a long, long time. And as a solo artist, under my own name, for about 12 years now, and doing very well, thank you, very respectable.
Yeah, and you're a man of many trades: radio broadcaster, composer, lyricist, songwriter and performer. There's probably other things you can add to that list that I haven't mentioned.
Yeah, well, I gave up the broadcasting, but I did do it all right for a number of years, and I had a radio show on Radio na Gaeltachta, the Gaelic language, Irish language station here in Ireland. Yeah, a bit of this and a bit of that, but mostly doing gigs and writing songs and making records.
Talking about your music, John, we're going to open up with a song called Passage West. And let's talk a little bit about that before we play it.
Sure, Ronan. Well, I've been living in the town of Passage West, County Cork, for 13 years now. And there recently, a couple of years ago, an approach was made to me by a member of the local community who marched up to me in the middle of the street, pressed a book into my hand and said, "John, would you ever write a song for Passage West?" Well, ladies and gentlemen, I looked him in the eye and I said to him, "Walty," I said, "congratulations," I said. "You've come to the right place," I said. "Welcome to the Hit Factory." And then I sat down and I wrote this song. It's a new ballad called Passage West, a song for the town. And I was delighted and greatly honoured when I was honoured by civic reception in the town of Passage West by the Lord Mayor and the council for the writing of the song and for getting it on the radio, and we're delighted with the song.
All right, well, let's give it a little play.
I met my love in Passage West. The sun was sinking down to rest. The river to the stars confessed. 'Twas the dark-haired woman I loved best. We wandered down by the chapel square, and there was magic in the air, and Mother Nature gently pressed the burning river to her breast. I offered her a golden ring, my hand, my heart, and everything. I offered her a sweet love nest by the flowing banks of Passage West. Oh love, will you go, will you go, will you go? Or love, will you stay, will you stay, will you stay? Oh love, will you go, will you go, will you go? Or love, will you stay, will you stay, will you stay? Did appear, but hope and sorrow made their way for their passage west to America. Oh love, will you go, will you go, will you go? Or love, you stay, will you stay, will you stay? Oh love, will you go, will you go, will you go? Or love, will you stay, will you stay, will you stay? The famine queen stood tall and proud. On either bank the people bowed. From Passage West came a Fenian yell. Rule Britannia, rule in hell. The grass grows green on the other side, and mighty ships sail out the tide to far-flung harbours across the sea, far away from Passage, my love and me. Oh love, will you go, will you go, will you go? Will you stay, will you stay, will you stay? Oh love, will you go, will you go, will you go? Oh love, will you stay, will you stay, will you stay? I met my love in Passage West. The sun was sinking down to rest. The river to the stars confessed. 'Twas the dark-haired woman I loved.
So that was the song Passage West. John, do you recall what album that's from?
That was released last year here in Ireland, Ronan, on an album called So Far So Good, like the best of John Spillane. And we had, you know, it's the best of a lot of stuff I've done in the past, but we did slip a few new songs onto it as well, including that new song there, Passage West. Fair play to me.
Absolutely. And would you say that that's a good introduction to your music? Would you suggest that as an introduction if a listener wanted to check out your music? Or would you say another album gives a better synopsis of what John Spillane's about?
Oh, that's a good album for a bit of this and a bit of that. And, you know, I'm very happy with that song, which is, it's a kind of a traditional Irish ballad-like kind of song, but new.
So going back to the start then, John, about how you actually got started in music, and I know you said you're not from a very musical family, but you were smitten by music at an early age.
Yeah, well, when I was a small boy, I always loved to sing, and I would go around the place singing, like a lot of children, and loved the little few songs we learned at school, and never got any musical education, except for one day, one guy came into our school, I'd say when I was about 10, and he taught us the Do-Re-Mi. In great detail, and the Do-Re-Mi, you can go a long way with the Do-Re-Mi, and I still very much think in terms of Do-Re-Mi. And anyway, I started playing music when I was about 15. I think I took up the guitar and got completely hooked on it and caught up with it, and I've been playing it ever since.
And then your first band, what was that band called?
Well, I started playing guitar when I was about 15, Ronan, and then when I was about 16, we made a band at school, a rock and roll band. We were called Bootless. I played bass guitar, electric bass guitar, because the other guy was better than me, so he got to play lead guitar. And we had a keyboard and drums, and we played rock and roll music, and we played a lot of Chuck Berry, 12-bar blues, and stuff like Rory Gallagher, who was our big local rock legend from Cork, Rory Gallagher songs. Also, we loved the Beatles, Bob Dylan, Neil Young, stuff like that. And we also wrote songs, and then we became Sabre. The name of the band was Sabre, and we were a Cork rock band in the early 1980s, and then we all fell out with each other and it all ended in tears.
Well, tell me about the jazz group then. You're also in a jazz group called Stargazers.
Yeah, I played a lot of music in a lot of different outfits, Ronan, for many years, and I played with a group called the Stargazers, who were a three-part harmony singing swing jazz group. Outside electric bass, and we had two acoustics. We did a lot of songs in three-part harmonies with oohs and ahs, the likes of Irving Berlin, George Gershwin, Cole Porter, Hoagy Carmichael songs, also a lot of Django Reinhardt, Hot Club of Paris kind of swing music from the golden era of, I suppose, jazz and American songwriting of the 1930s and 40s. And that was a great fun band. And we loved it. And I spent 7 years in that band, the Stargazers. I never meant to spend so long there, but I was having such a good time that I had no reason to leave.
We've chosen four songs to play, and the second one we have here is Lover's Leap.
Yeah, well, there's a story about that as well, Ronan. Would you like to hear it?
I'd love to hear it.
Well, Lover's Leap is a very sad and depressing ballad about suicide drowning in the River Blackwater in North County Cork. And sometimes I do gigs in Mallow, the town of Mallow in North Cork, in a place called the Lodge Bar, which is about a mile or two outside the town. And down behind the Lodge Bar flows the River Blackwater, a most beautiful river. And there is a. I went for a walk there one time before the gig, and I came across this most spectacular beauty spot. This huge, lofty cliff high above the River Blackwater, all draped in trees, drenched in trees, Ronan, with a small cave down at the bottom of the cliff. The River Blackwater flowing quietly by, the horses in the fields, and the gravel beach, and the blackthorn trees, etc. A most spectacular place. And I was down there another time in the winter, and I met this guy that I know from Mallow, Robbie O'Callaghan. And I says to Robbie, I says, only that it's dark now. I said, I would have gone for a walk down to that beautiful place by the river. And he says, Lover's Leap. I said, what? He said, Lover's Leap, he said. 100 years ago in the town of Mallow, he told me, a boy and a girl fell in love, but they were not allowed to get married because they were Catholic and Protestant. And so they took themselves down there to that lonesome rock, and they drowned themselves there in the River Blackwater. And ever since, the place has been known locally as Lover's Leap. And I went, oh my God, Robbie, I'm going to write a song about it. And so I did, Ronan, and here it is now. Not exactly a laugh a minute of a number, like, being all about suicide drowning in the Blackwater and everything. But there you go, that's my song, Lover's Leap.
About a mile from Mallow Town, there is a place called Lover's Leap, a beauty spot of great renown, a jagged rock that rises steep, a lonely cliff above the deep black water. The gentry planted all these trees, the oak, the beech, and the lonely pine, and courting couples sometimes please to wander there and take their time and breathe the beauty by the shining river. About 100 years ago, or so the local people tell, under a weight of great sorrow, a handsome courting couple fell to their doom inside the dark black water. Lovers leave together in endless peace, forever in blissful and Protestant had fallen for each other's charms. Their families would not consent. They fled and sought each other's arms. They sought each other's arms and fled and dived into their marriage bed inside the cold black water. They reached the rocky height that night. One last kiss, one last embrace, they cried and held each other tight. Then stepping into endless space, they wandered out into the air and left this earth forevermore and reached the sad black water. Their bodies wrapped in endless night, their souls sailed on into the bright, encircling stars and the caring moon. The sun shone down upon their love from heaven's branches high above the dark black water. Lovers lead together in endless peace, forever in blissful. The priest, he offered up the host, the river offered up the moon, and Jesus wept to see his name divided in a crazy game. And Mary sent an angel down, who wandered on through mellow town and reached the great black wall. Together in endless peace, forever in blissful sleep. Lovers lead. Together in endless peace, forever in blissful. About a mile from Mallow Town, there is a place called Lover's Leap, a beauty spot of great renown, a jagged rock that rises steep, a lonely cliff above the deep black water.
Now, you did give up a secure job at the age of, I think you said maybe 18, you're in the bank. And you gave that up to pursue this dream of being a musician. Have you any reflections on your life as a musician?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, on my 18th birthday, I got a job in the Bank of Ireland, which was a full-time, permanent and pensionable job. My mother was delighted. But I left it on my 20th birthday to go full-time with my rock and roll band and to be a professional musician. And she nearly killed me. But that was my brief career in banking. And look at the banks now. They're after being the ruination of the country, Ronan, the ruination of the country. Unbelievable. So maybe I made a good choice.
Maybe it would have been different if you were in there and had built your career up there, John. Maybe you could have been...
I could have become a mean and hungry banker who sank the country through greed and short-sightedness.
Lucky for us, then, you didn't go that route. You certainly don't regret following a more conventional career path, do you?
No. I mean, you know, I've been a musician for many, many years, and, you know, I'm a sort of a late developer, and I got signed to EMI Records, a major label, on my 40th birthday. And I'm 49 now, and I've enjoyed 9 years of success. And before that, I was successful, but I like to think that I was always successful. But I wasn't always rich, and I did... teach many, many people how to play guitar, and I did a lot of guitar lessons, and I taught music and Irish in Cork Prison, in Spike Island Prison, in the prison system here in Ireland. I did a lot of work with youth people, teaching rock and roll to young people in trouble with the law and that kind of stuff. I did a lot of bits and pieces of jobs, you could say, a checkered career, Ronan, but very enjoyable and, you know, diverse, but not always like making a lot of money.
Obviously, you went solo, and that must have been somewhat scary to just strike out then on your own, even if you were a late developer.
Yeah, well, I mean, I played in a lot of bands, and I had a lot of apprenticeships because, like, you're honing your skills. And also, I think I was quite shy when I started doing gigs first. I was very scared and nervous, and I was not an obviously outgoing person who would be a front man at a gig. So I had to build that up over quite a few years, really. And I played in different capacities in bands where I got closer and closer to the front, you know, and eventually went solo, made the step out on my own then, as a, you know, in a kind of a springboard kind of way.
2003, you won Meteor Irish Music Award for Best Folk Traditional Act. Was that a highlight for you?
It was a big highlight for me. And it was the 3rd of March, 2003. And I was nominated in the Irish Music Awards, Best Act Folk and Traditional. But when I saw who I was up against, I didn't have any hopes, because I was up against Christy Moore, The Chieftains, Sinead O'Connor, Sharon Shannon, Keela and Alton. So I didn't think I had any hope really in that you know, section of best act folk and traditional. But to cut a long story short, Ronan, I wiped the floor with the whole album.
Indeed you did. What a list to go up against. So yeah, you just cleaned them right out of it, John.
That's it, boy.
The Wells of the World came out in 97. That was your debut solo album, but then you had a few years until you came out with Will We Be Brilliant or What. There's actually a 5-year gap in that time span. How do you look back on those two albums and how they came about?
Well, you know, having played with various bands and made albums with bands and stuff, I released my first solo album at the end of 97, and The Wells of the World. And there was a lot of hassle over with that album in that it was deleted by the record company, and there was a lot of trouble, and it did not do as well as I had hoped, even though it got most amazing reviews and was very loved by a lot of people. And, you know, it still has stood the test of time. But, you know, the music business can be very difficult. Anyway, there was hassle in the castle, and I parted company from that record company and from the manager I had at that time, and went off into the darkness alone, into the desert. And then subsequently, I found a new manager, and he subsequently got me a record contract with EMI Records, one of the biggest in the world. And that took quite a while to get together. And then I made a second album, and EMI actually very much launched me, you know, as an artist here in Ireland. And, you know, there was a series, I think, of 4 different singles from that album. And the album itself, you know, did very well. And the album was called Will We Be Brilliant or What? And the title track, you know, has been resurrected now, and I've been singing it quite a lot now in the economic crisis. It's looked on as an anthem of positivity in dark times. Will we be brilliant or what?
We're going to listen to another song. It's not taken from that album, though. I believe it's from one of your most recent albums. We've got the song Coonla lined up, and it's with the legend Christy Moore.
Yes. Well, Christy Moore, my hero, probably the greatest folk singer in the world. Not very well known in America, because I don't think he's toured in America for many, many years. He played with the band Planxty originally, and then he played with Moving Hearts. He did many solo albums, and he was, you know, did me the kindness and the honour of joining me on a duet on this song called Coonla. Now, the album, I had a lot of success there a couple of years ago, Ronan, with an album called Irish Songs We Learned at School. It came out 2 years ago here in Ireland. It was a collection of Gaelic, the most well-known Gaelic folk songs that everybody knows in Ireland, because we all learned them at school. And then last Christmas, I had more Irish Songs We Learned at School, Volume 2, and I asked Christy to join me on my duet. Now, it's a song called Coonla, which is a traditional song from Connemara in the west of Ireland. And it tells the story of this kind of night spirit who's coming across the ditches, past the window pane, into the kitchen, into the bedroom. It's kind of a sinister, it's kind of naughty, but kind of sinister visitation, night visitation of Coonla. And myself and Christy, we do this version bilingual, where I sing the Irish language verses and Christy does the English language verses. And it's based on his 1970s version of it, Coonla, on the Planxty album, The Well Below the Valley.
Agus ke shoot he sig lag on a glacha, ke shoot he sig lag on a glacha, ke shoot he sig lag on a glacha, misha mehena der Coonla.
And who was that there? No knocking the ditches down. Who was that there? No knocking the ditches down. Who was that there? Knocking the ditches down on me, Mrs. Coonla.
Cún na chrín a tarin is curugam, cún na chrín a tarin is curugam. Cún na chrín a tarin is curugam, cúshtam sinna dir cúnla.
Who was that there, no knocking the window pen? Who was that there, no knocking the window pen? Who was that there, no knocking the window pen? Only Mrs. Cúnla.
Césiú tísig búl an a fúnóige, césiú tísig búl an a fúnóige. Should he sick bull on the funnoigan mission me hen at Coonla?
Oh, Coonla dear, don't come any near to me, Coonla dear, don't come any near to me, Coonla dear, don't come any near to me. Maybe I shouldn't say Coonla.
Agus
Agus geisio tisag tarang na plidiam Geisio tisag tarang na plidiam Geisio tisag tarang na plidiam Mishimena der cool
Who was that there? No pulling the blanket down Who was that there? No pulling the blanket down Who was that there? Pulling the blanket down Only Mrs. Conlam
Sa cool na creen a tarang yisgiragum Cool na creen a tarang yisgiragum Cool na creen a tarang yisgiragum Manim ga duka der cool
Who was that there? No tickling the toes of me. Who was that there? No tickling the toes of me. Who was that there? Tickling the toes of me. Only Mrs. Gold.
Keishu tisek tokus ma vonachui. Keishu tisek tokus ma vonachui. Ah, keishu tisek tokus ma vonachui. Misha mehena der kum.
Kun la dear, don't come any near to me. Kun la dear, don't come any near to me. Kun la dear, don't come any near to me. Move over and come and scone.
Beautiful. That was the song Cúnla featuring Christy Muir with my guest, John Spillane. John, is the Irish language important to you?
Oh, it is, absolutely. You know, I love the Irish language and I spent many, many years learning it. I wasn't reared with it as a first language, but I learned it at school. And my grandmother had a lot of Irish in her talk, being from West Cork. And a lot of the people in the country, there was a lot of Irish words left in their talk. And a lot of the place names that I grew up with would have been Irish. So I always had a kind of a fascination with it, really. And I like languages in general. So I have, you know, been very involved with the Irish language for many years.
What really brought you into the big time, so to speak, is the album Hey Dreamer. And I think you said in particular the Dunstores Girl was maybe one of the standout singles from that album.
Well, 2002 was Will We Be Brilliant or What? And 2005 was the second EMI album, which was called Hey Dreamer, which you know, did very well and entered the Irish charts at number 4 and had a hit, had a couple of singles on it, a song called Hey Dreamer and a song called The Dunstores Girl, which proved very popular and got a lot of airplay here in Ireland, a song about the checkout girl working in Dunstores, the big supermarket chain, which originated here in Cork. I think in America they would say that I would be like something like the Walmart girl or the Target girl, something like that.
And what inspired you? Was there a particular woman in Dunstores that inspired you?
Yeah, well, I went to Dunn's one day to buy a plug for the sink, Ronan, and I met this girl and she said, "Oh, you're John Spillane, I love your stuff. I saw your gig last week in the lobby there," she said. And I said, "Oh, thank you very much." And then she was writing to my website and signing herself to Dunstores Girl. And her brother was writing in and signing himself to the Baldy Man. And I said, "You've got great names, lads, the Dunstores Girl and the Baldy Man. You sound like characters out of a song." And then she wrote back to me and she said, "Well, if you're such a hot songwriter, John Spillane, why don't you write a song about us?" So, and I said, "I will." And that's where the song originated.
And what was her response to the final product?
Oh, proud as punch, proud as punch. But she left Dunn's and went back to college, and she wasn't going to be a Dunstores girl for the rest of her life. So, but she's very proud of the song, and she tells everyone that it's about her.
Well, now it's time for our Ask the Artist section, whereby a listener calls in and pitches a question to our guest. Details on how to do this are at the end of the podcast. This month, the question for John Spillane comes from Cornelia in County Limerick.
Hello, John. This is Cornelia calling from Limerick. I'm a big fan of your music and I've seen you in concert a few times. You've really been great. My question is, you've a great head of curls. I love the hair. What's your secret?
Oh, Cornelia, my secret is, I don't know, I must have got it off my mother and my father because my hair just grows like mad. Like, I need to get a haircut, like, all the time. And but at the same time, even though my hair grows like crazy, I couldn't grow a beard or a moustache for love nor money. So it's all on top of my head.
Future plans, John Spillane. What's in store for the world?
Well, I've recorded another album, which I hope will be released in the spring of 2011. And I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing, you know, doing what I love. And, you know, further down the line, I've got a few schemes. All right, you know, I'm going to write an opera, a folk opera, called The Legend of the Loch. It's about a local folk legend here in Cork City. And but that's a big, you know, endeavor. So I'm going to do that over a period of years. But mostly just writing songs and doing gigs and enjoying life, Rona.
We're going to finish off with the song Magic Nights in the Lobby Bar. And you mentioned it earlier on in our interview. What sort of a place was the Lobby Bar?
The Lobby Bar was a very well-loved music venue here in Cork. It was a public house with a venue, a 100-seater venue upstairs. And very, very many people from all over the world came and played in the Lobby Bar. And it was owned by a guy called Pat Conway. And I nearly lived at one time in the Lobby Bar. And I wrote a song called Magic Nights in the Lobby Bar. And I chose three magical moments of many, many magical musical moments I had in there to write the song. And it's a kind of a co-written song between myself, Ricky Lynch, and Ger Wolf, two other local songwriters here.
It was a pleasure talking to you, John Spillane. So thanks very much for your time.
Thanks very much, Ronan. Thanks very much.
Thanks for listening and Happy New Year. I'm Ronan Connolly and I'll be back with Aish Podcast on February 1st with another Irish musician or band. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, and for news, links and artists' videos, check out our blog at newirishmusic.wordpress.com.
They were magic nights in the lobby bar, with Brendan Ring playing Madame Bonaparte's. Every note that the piper would play would send me away, away through the window, away through the rain, away across the city, away in the air, to a field by a river where the trees are so green, the deepest of green that you've ever seen, where once you have been, you can go back again. You can go anytime, you can go anytime, 'cause it's only in your mind. They were magic nights in the lobby bar, with Ricky Lynch and his golden guitar, singing autumn in Mayfield, and the barley was ripe, and the harvest moon hung low in the sky. We were children and our mothers were young, and fathers were tall and kind, and every word that Ricky would play would send me away, away through the window, away through the rain, away across the city, away in the air, to a field by a river where the trees are so green, the deepest of green that you've ever seen, where once you have been, you can go back again. You can go anytime, you can go anytime, 'cause it's only in your mind. They were magic nights in the lobby bar, when Ger Wolf would sing like a lark, singing winter on her coat on a hanger of dark. And I am the blood of Erin, spilt in an empty cave. I am the flower of Ireland, out on the drifting wave. I am the lark of Mayfield, down the hill. I am the child of summer, I can remember you still, and every word that Ger would play would send me away, away through the window, away through the rain, on a carriage of music, away in the air, to a field by a river,
never see. Where once you have been, you can go back again. You can go anytime, you can go anytime, 'cause it's only in your mind. It was autumn in Mayfield, and the barley was ripe, and the harvest moon hung low in the sky.